While many of us across North America were watching the lunar eclipse, Blue Ghost captured images of it from the moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
At the same time we witnessed the total lunar eclipse on March 14th, Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander viewed a total solar eclipse from its Earth-facing landing site in Mare Crisium, a large basin on the near side of the moon. Blue Ghost got its first glimpse of the eclipse at about 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Totality, where Earth blotted out the sun's disk to reveal the sun's corona, lasted for more than 2 hours. Firefly Aerospace released images captured by its lander with a wide-lens camera on its top deck. A glowing ring of light was seen as a reflection on the lander's solar panels as Earth began to block the sun. And as the sun began to emerge once again, the camera captured its own diamond ring. NASA's Surveyor 3 mission was the first to observe the phenomenon in 1967. Now, more than 50 years later, Blue Ghost is the first commercial lander to observe a total eclipse from the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.